Jesus makes special promises to each of the seven churches of Revelation. To the church of Philadelphia, he says to the person that overcomes, "I will write upon him my new name." Throughout the Bible, there were people given by God a new name. Jacob became Israel, Sarai, Sarah. Abram became Abraham. The individuals in question had entered a new phase of their experience. Jacob had been a scoundrel, cheating his brother out of the birthright and deceiving his aged, ailing father. But when he was truly repentant, God gave him a new name. He was saying, "You're a new person now. I'm recognizing that by giving you a new name." All who overcome will have a new, deep experience with Jesus. They must, to be born again. In eternity, we'll have a new name. We can't know what it is, but we can know God changes your name because He changes your heart. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written.